Greetings. I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Next week, I will not be here, and I have been booked quite earlier. Asked me to go to Calvary Jaya, so I'll be ministering the word in Calvary Jaya for the Reformation Sunday. Please pray for me and that the Lord will keep me in good health and strength. Going there for 4 days. On Friday, I will reach there and return on Monday. And the session will be full day, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday will be 2 sessions. I know it's very difficult. My wife also prayed very hard for me and said, can you take it? Asked me. Well, I say, by God's grace. I hope the Lord will be with me. So on Saturday, I will be speaking to the young people. And then on Sunday, they have morning worship. And then they have evening worship also. And so, please pray for me. Now, please turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 12. And we have just read the passage, the whole chapter, but our message today is drawn from Matthew chapter 1, chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. Verses 1 to 14. And the title of the message is Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, you all know, is a our Sabbath, Christians' Sabbath is the Lord's Day. Sunday, we call it the Lord's Day. And then we come together to have worship. We come together to rest from all our work, and at the same time to remember our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And particularly this day, on this particular day, we have the Lord's Supper, and this day is a remembrance of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's wonderful. So our Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath, is a special day of rest and remembrance, as required in the Ten Commandments of the Lord. Yes. But Ten Commandments is from the Old Testament, and it is a bit different. That today we commemorate or we observe the Sabbath here differently from the Sabbath of the Old Testament. But in the Old Testament, the Pharisees and the various schools of rabbis, of teachers, religious teachers, they added a lot of regulations after regulations, many, many regulations to keep the Sabbath. And Sabbath, therefore, is supposed to be a day of rest. That's God's intended, and of remembrance. It became into a, even today in the old, some of these Israelites still become a burden to all of them. Why a burden? They have added a lot of regulations, and these regulations become the traditions of the church, the Old Testament church people. Few examples. In time past, when they say that they must rest and complete rest, they cannot travel here, cannot do this, cannot do work. And then when the Jerusalem was being besieged by the Greeks and even the Romans, and then one of the days it fell on a Saturday, how can you pick up the arms and go and defend yourself? No. They all very faithful to their Sabbath day. And they refused to fight, to work, they rest. They rested on that day, and so the Greeks and the Romans just enter into Jerusalem and take over their country. And that's one of the things. Another thing, they add another regulation. For example, a fig. You know, how big is a fig? A dry fig. Very small, is it? Maybe this size, this thick. According to them, they cannot carry from one place to another place. If you want to carry the fig to someone 3,000 feet away, that means 100 meters, about 100 meters, 3,000, they cannot. Because a fig, that is work. What must you do? Yeah, you laugh. I agree. I also laugh. It's very ridiculous. What do you do? And what do? They cut the fig into two. So it's lighter. Take the half. And you can. But if you want one fig, you come back and take another one. Half. You can. You can do that. But you cannot take both. That is, they consider as breaking the Sabbath. Thou shalt not work. Yes. And there are many, many things. I don't have to tell you. I've got all the lists of things all here. There are many things. And you'll find that even today in Singapore, in the world, in fact, in certain churches, their congregations, their pastors also, and they were taught, when you wake up on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, the first thing you must do is that you must not read the newspaper at all. This was told to me. It was practiced. You cannot read newspaper. And some say on the Lord's Day you cannot watch TV. No TV, switch off completely. And another incident, and the father was going to the church and to fetch the daughter back home. And then on the way back home, the father was stopped at a bakery and told daughter, please get down, go and get buy a piece of bread for me. And the daughter said, no buying. Today is Sunday. And then the father pleaded with her, please go and buy this bread. No. And no means no. And so the father related to me, so he was frustrated. Why does church teach this kind of thing? Don't go and buy bread. And then some churches also, on Sunday you cannot cook. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, no cooking. Then what do you do? How can you eat? Buy outside. You see, if you buy outside, then other people work and you buy. That's wrong. But they are not Christian, you see. But that's nonsense. If you want to practice this, it is for everyone. Whether Christians or non-Christians, it's the Lord's Day. They are non-Christians, they don't believe, but you are Christian, you should say that they should not work. I said, you should not eat. So what do they eat? And, sometimes they eat overnight food. So Saturday they will cook a little more and then they eat. Can you heat up? You cannot also, because it is work. You just eat. Keep the food warm and then eat. It's terrible, dangerous. See, there are many more. You can go on. And here you have a passage the Lord will teach us. Give us the principle. The principle. And once you follow this principle, and you know how to keep the Sabbath. Our Sabbath today is the Lord's Day. But you'll find a little something that is different regarding the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. The Sabbath day in the Old Testament comes from the Ten Commandments. Which commandment is the Sabbath day? About the Sabbath day. Which commandment is it? It's derived from the fourth commandment. The fourth. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy. And of all the Ten Commandments, it is very interesting. The fourth commandment, if you look at it very carefully, is non-moral. It is nothing got to do with morality. Nothing got to do with spirituality. Zero. None. That means like this. Non-moral. There's nothing evil, nothing good, or something useful only. Nothing. And the Sabbath was this. It's non-moral. And God made this one for us to obey. For what? For resting. For time of rest, worship, and remembrance. And in the Old Testament, he wants his children to remember that God created the heavens and the earth and all that therein for 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. So in the Old Testament, when they kept the fourth commandment, the Old Testament, the fourth commandment, the seventh day, they will always remember of God who created the heavens and the earth. And God rested. And they are supposed to rest. So every week, they are supposed to rest. He says, no. But of the other nine commandments, they are all moral and spiritual. They are moral and spiritual. And you'll find that in the New Testament, the fourth commandment is seldom or never repeated. Never repeated. But all the other nine commandments are repeated in many, many places in the New Testament. So whenever they use New Testament talking of Sabbath, it is using the word, the meaning of the word Sabbath. It means rest and remembrance. And so today we want to know, I also, like as a Christian, I want to know what is therefore is the scriptural teaching of Sabbath. So that no one can come and say that I have broken the Sabbath just because I carry a chair from this place to another place. Oh, you're breaking the Sabbath. No. I hope we will all not be under this kind of judgment or condemnation. Today, with this passage, we have been led to study. And what did the Lord Jesus Christ teach us here? So there are a few things here that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us and gave us the principle. And you follow this principle, and today you will know how to keep the Sabbath. All right, the Sabbath, in the Hebrew word for Sabbath is Shabbat. That means it's a day. It means what? Rest. It means ceasing from work. No work at all. It means inactivity. That's the word. Shabbat in the Old Testament, you see? It means that. It means rest, no work, everything. And why, I do not know why the Old Testaments or those Pharisees and rabbis, all they add those type of regulations. If no work, they will find it means so. If you carry a chair, it means work. If you carry a piece of cake also, it means work also. Or a fig, and you must cut the fig into two, then it's not work. You transfer one fig from another place, from one place to another, it's work. And so the thing of these things, how to, in order to keep the Sabbath. And this is all nonsense. And the Lord, but what is rest? And the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned. In fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ gave them, he said he knew what the Pharisees were all thinking. The Pharisees were trying to trap him and ask him a lot of questions. Can you heal this? Can you do that? And then in order that if Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, answer wrongly according to their traditions, in order to trap them. The Lord Jesus Christ knew to trap him, but the Lord Jesus Christ knew their intention. And so the Lord said to them that when one of the questions they asked, you will find that in verse 6 and verse 8 there, I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ don't want to take directly and say that I am greater than the temple. No. The Lord Jesus Christ is very clever. The Pharisees are all not stupid people. They know. So in a very veiled way, he say, in this place there's one greater. In fact, here in verse 8, he was fine there. And then he says, he repeated to them, for the Son of Man is Lord, even on the seventh day. Is Lord, is the Master. In other words, Jesus Christ is saying, so what he means that in this place there's one greater than the other, he's referring to himself. Whether the Pharisees knew or do not know, he doesn't care. I'm referring to myself. He's referring to himself. And in the verse 8, he repeated it again, the Son of Man. Now, this is very clear because many times he has said about the Son of Man and referring to himself. And then he's the Lord of the Sabbath. What is Jesus Christ saying? That on this day, he is Lord. He has authority. He is the author, the authority in keeping the Sabbath, in Sabbath observance. He is the authority. So in other words, what he's going to say here is authoritative. It is the correct. It's not the way that the Pharisees are thinking and saying and demanding from all the people. And here the Lord Jesus Christ says. Now what did the Lord Jesus Christ say regarding the keeping of the Sabbath? Well, Jesus Christ on that day, one day, that particular day, you find verse 1, he and his disciples were walking across the field, and there were some wheat cornfield, and you'll find that the disciples, they were hungry. Must be, they followed the Lord Jesus Christ wherever the Lord Jesus Christ went, so many days, so many hours. And in this particular day, as they walked across this field of corn, they were hungry, and so they plucked the corn and began to eat. And the Pharisees saw. The Pharisees also followed the Lord Jesus Christ. But they didn't follow the Lord Jesus Christ, they docked. They want to see any mistake that he make, and they're going to accuse him, you know. Terrible. You have people who follow you, good. They praise you, they look up to you. But there are people who follow you also. Well, you also follow. But he got that ulterior motive, want to accuse you. Do something, you wrong step, they will accuse you. And so you have. And so the Pharisees told the Lord Jesus Christ, Why do your disciples do things that are not lawful to do on the Sabbath? Wow. In other words, what your disciples just plucked on the Sabbath day, he plucked from the corn to eat, that is not right. That is breaking the Sabbath. Not lawful, they said to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a question with the Lord Jesus Christ. You find in verse 2, he said that, you see, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. The Lord Jesus Christ answered in a very wonderful way, making them think. And Jesus Christ answered and said, have you not read what David did? Suppose it is in their history, in the Old Testament, have you not read what David did? And then he says what? You'll find that David was, he said here, when he was a hungered, and they that were with him also, they entered into the house of God, I mean into the temple, and did eat the shewbread, the consecrated bread. Every time there are 12 loaves of shewbread in the tabernacle, in the temple, and they eat. But this shewbread is only for the priest to eat. Every week they have to change. They have to take old shewbread and then put new ones, the fresh ones. And the old ones, only the priest can eat. And they must eat it all. There are a lot of priests. So they cut. Then they have either their breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever, with everything they can. Not any other people. Only the priest can. Only the priest can. But what did Jesus Christ say? David had this one. Abimelech, the priest at that time, was in charge of the temple at that time, and then saw David was hungry, asked for bread for his men. David was hungry and his men, they were hungry, and asked Abimelech for food. And Abimelech said, there's no other ordinary bread and except this shewbread. And they were hungry. And he took this shewbread and gave to David and his men to eat, which is not lawful for them to eat. Was that wrong? Well, God did not send lightning and thunder, it's finished, and strike them all dead because they have broken the law. No, there was no such action. God was silent. Did not even discipline them. Okay, no light and thunder. But God did not even discipline them. God did not one day visit them. Abimelech, you make a wrong thing. You gave bread to David and his men. It is wrong. Now you must say something like that. No, no such thing. No discipline. All quiet. So, the Lord just said, have you read that David, on this particular day, he ate all this bread, which the priests themselves, the priests, the Pharisees all had. Why can he? Which the priests, only the priests can eat. Or, okay, that's the first thing here. And then what do we learn from here? All right, in this case, the Lord Jesus Christ is showing that on the Sabbath day, okay, in the Christians, today, we call it the Lord's Day. So, in other words, if you are hungry, you are hungry. You have not eaten food for many years because maybe you go on some project or something that you have no time to eat, and you went hungry, and then you are really hungry, and your hunger fall on Sunday. You work one whole week, Monday to Saturday. You wonder what you want to get eat. You cannot eat. You can't eat. No time. But on Sunday again. But then it is a Sunday. My pastor see me, I will charge me for breaking the Sabbath. Can I eat or not? Now, in the case here, Jesus Christ say, you can eat. Acts of mercy here. You are hungry and you must eat. So, when you eat, and to refresh yourself. You are a child of God. To strengthen yourself, you can do work for the Lord. And you eat also, you give thanks to the Lord. And you say, you cannot eat just to observe what? The tradition of the church. Tradition, lifeless tradition. Foolish traditions. But as when you eat, you offer thanks to God. Wonderful, you see the bread. I was hungry for 3-4 days. No, now the bread in front of me, and it's very good bread some more. Wow. You thank the Lord. Why? Is that wonderful? Instead of you keep the tradition. And those are they are traditions. They are not the commandment in itself. God's intention of the Sabbath in the fourth commandment is for them to rest, for them to remember the Lord and to worship the Lord. That's all. And they add a lot of regulations. And so it will, in application, therefore, to the Christian world in today, we keep the first day of the week holy unto the Lord. Sanctify it, a time of rest, a worship, of remembrance. In the case today, we remember the Lord's redemptive work for us, shedding his blood for the remission of our sins. Yes, we remember that. Other week, Sundays also, when we worship here, we worship the Lord. And we think of the great work that the Lord has wrought in us, bringing us all together. And so we have that. Then in verse 4 and 5 here, he said, verse 5 and 6, or have you not read in the law how that on Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Okay? The priests themselves, they were looking after the temple. They do all the things in the temple, you know, killing the Passover lamb, working, all doing the preparing for all the offerings, receiving the animals and kill them and chop them to pieces, carry them and put on the altar, and all these things, the many things, and then lighting the candles, altar, all this. And what Jesus Christ said, okay, according to your traditions, according to your thinking, all the priests have profaned, that means have broken the commandment of the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. They have broken. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ says, they are pronounced innocent. They are not wrong. Why is that so? Because, okay, they are priests. He gave the reason. Because I'm doing the Lord's work. This is for the Lord, looking after the temple. So, just looking at the temple, I can do it. And not breaking the law. And so the Lord Jesus Christ here in verse 6, but I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, well, I am here, I have the authority. And you go further on, and then he says that, Jesus Christ says in verse 7, but if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. I will have mercy. In other words, Jesus Christ say, I will have mercy. Jesus Christ is Son of God. God himself is merciful. He is merciful, and therefore he wants his people also to be merciful. And then he says that I am the Lord of the Sabbath. I have authority. And I say, it's okay, it's okay. And what about the Ten Commandments? I wrote it, Jesus Christ says. He's the author of those. And that was not his commandment. His commandment is what? To rest, to worship, and time of remembrance. But all the regulations and traditions are all man-made. Man-made. I didn't put that. The Lord say, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. So what is mercy and sacrifice? I will have mercy and not sacrifice. All the Pharisees, all the priests and all, they'll be very willing to do all the sacrifices, prepare all the sacrifices. And then for people, for example, if someone who is in need and they pass a need of something so that you have to show mercy, they will know, they think that if someone is wrong, no, they will prepare to do things that are preparing for sacrifices and not to show mercy. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, he says, therefore, God is merciful, and this person is in need, then you help him in need, in that sense. And you don't go and make all the sacrifices. In other words, you say, I cannot help you because I have to do all these sacrifices first. No, you don't do this. You put that all aside, and you help those who are in need. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. So God is merciful and to people, and not sacrifices. And you'll find so in application for ourselves too, the same. And you think that sometimes it's very important to do certain things in the church, very important. But when you have to show, so at the same time you have an incident that happened in the church where you have to mete out, show some mercy to someone to help, and that might take your time away, temporarily away, from what you are supposed to do. Suppose you have to put books, hymn books, on the pews, and that same time also somebody same got injured and needs your help, and there's nobody else to help but you. Help, please. What do you say? I got work to do, putting all the books on the pew. Because if I don't put the books, people over, after that, they cannot have the service. But this person needs help straight away. He needs mercy. And so God's rule is that you exercise, you show mercy first before you do these things. The Lord Jesus Christ said here in verse 6, 5 and 6. Now in verse 7 to 13. And so, but you have, sure, right, verse 8, verses 7 and 8, and then now look at verse 9 and 10. And when he was departed from thence into their synagogue, and there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful? They asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And the man asking, of course, the Pharisees, they were docking him, and they said, because they want to find things that they might accuse him. And Jesus said unto them, what man shall there be among you? Jesus answered them with a question. What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep and it fall into the pit on the Sabbath, and he will not lay hold on it, or catch it, lay hold on it, or carry and lift up the sheep out of the trap? Which one? Of course, the Pharisees kept quiet, and the Lord Jesus Christ must have given them an incident. He repeated the incident. It's the actual thing. All Pharisees would have done that. For their own sheep, for their own thing, got trapped. On a Sabbath day, go and help. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, if a sheep there, how much more is a man better than a sheep? In that case, if a man is much more valuable than a sheep. And therefore, if a man is in trouble, now you should help the man. Because you also sheep, you help. There's nothing wrong. Jesus Christ did not say that it's wrong to help the sheep. No, it's okay. You will do it. That's correct. But if a man is, no, you say he's a man. He must. He did this type of thing. If he had done something wrong, which is breaking the traditions of the Pharisees in observing the Sabbath day, then he deserved it. He will say, "Wow, where's the worst?" And just to think back again, maybe the sheep also deserve it. You're not supposed to be walking there and then pop, he fell down into the pit. So then you should say, the sheep also is stupid fella. Leave it there. No. The man also you want to see it. No, you have mercy. And the Lord say what? And therefore this is the principle that God gives to all of us. Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. So mark this. This is a principle that we can keep always. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who says, He's the Lord of the Sabbath. He said that it is what? It is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. So on a Christian Sunday, so can you study? And there's some say you cannot study on Sunday. You go to church, okay, after the church, no, you cannot. Don't go to church, you must study. And some say you cannot study. If you want to keep your Sunday, you must not study at all. But the question is that can you, after you've gone to church, everything, and on Sunday you want to study? Exam is tomorrow. Can you study or not? Now the question is that, is study good? Is it good? It is well? Is it doing well? Of course it is. On Sunday, can you work? What kind of work? Work of necessity. For example, David was a hungered, and he's a hungered, and then he ate. Acts of necessity, and so he ate. And so he's also in works. Some of you do works of necessity. Your work needed you. And you were resolved with the Lord. And you work. You do all that for the glory of God, don't you? All your work you do for the glory of God. And so you work. And therefore you have here very wonderful principle, very simple to observe. On Sunday, you do things that are well. As a Christian, you do. That means as a Christian, I mean, you do things always for the honor and glory of God. You have done all those. You have rested. You have worshipped the Lord. And there are other things that you do. You've done well. Do well. Do good things. Necessity. Works of necessity too. And works of mercy. And you can do this is your, and all the other things that you cannot do this, you cannot, you should not be buying bread on Sunday, or you should not cook, or you shouldn't read the newspaper, and you should not do so many, many things. God never say that. Never say that. So you search from scriptures, it's never said that. And you will find that such traditions and laws, they are not moral. Not moral. Non-moral. It's non-moral things. And you just keep it. The Lord said that you keep it. And in this case, the first day of the week for Christians today, you keep it in order for rest. Your body needs rest. And it's the time for you to worship and to remember. And if you have to do anything and you find that the thing is doing well on this particular day, doing things that is good for this particular day, you are a Christian and you know that if it is good, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, do, it's lawful. And if it is a thing set of necessity or even mercy, you do it. I'm sure, I hope that you have understood this thing. I cannot put in a simpler way and in a better way. Now I will follow what I've just said, learn from scriptures like this. And I hope that you also have learned, so that you will not be deceived by other people about Sabbath day, keeping the Sabbath day holy. Some churches, Seventh-day Adventist Church, they say on a Sabbath day, you cannot eat certain, many things you cannot eat. You'll find the Roman Catholic also. On a Friday, it's a holy day. You should not eat pork on Friday. Other days you can eat. Monday to Saturday, you can eat pork. Sunday, or Friday, sorry, Monday to Thursday, you can eat pork, and Friday you cannot. And the reason they gave, because Friday is the day when Christ was crucified. All nonsense. All nonsense. I hope none of you will be deceived. People come to you and they say that they have read scriptures and everything, and you should not do this kind of thing. And you test with scriptures. Is this the correct way of keeping, of observing the Sabbath day? Now you know. And so remember Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 to 14 very well. Print it in your mind that you will never forget. If one day preacher say, let's turn to Matthew chapter 12. Oh, you're sitting there. Wow, Matthew chapter 12. What verse? 1 to 12? 1 to 14? Wow, I know. Very good. Let's see. Let's hear what he's going to say about the Sabbath. So remember this chapter well. May God bless us. Let us pray.